We not bothered here with grasshopper.
Now, when you maybe in your house, when you hadn't swept out a corner of the house for a while, you'll see a what up there?
Cobweb.
Cobweb. Or when you're out in the field, you might run across a what?
A cobweb too, but back we have here in the woods, we have a wood spider. Oh, I've seen them that big.
Just a kind of
greenish yellow looking. I don't know, is it poison? I imagine they are, but they, I never know them in bottom. But the old web, is, they have a web as big and strong in proportion as they are size. And there you only find them in the woods.
You ever run into one of them webs?
Yeah, they have to get off of you.
Bet.
Sticky, gummy, all the webs are sticky and gummy, you know, that's the nature.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the ones that make a spin a web out there in the bush, they're right out there or on the porch anyway. It's kind of sticky to catch that prey.
Yeah. Do you ever remember any old-time remedies for things that people would give maybe for a bite or something like that?
Well, I've had many a piece of tobacco, chewing tobacco, chewed up a little bit and put on a wasp sting or a bee sting or like that. My daddy chewed tobacco all the time.
And then the maybe something that they dig out of the ground, the part of the tree that was underneath the ground. Would they ever use that for anything?
Well, I used to get what to call a sassafras root, sarsaparilla roots they call them, kind of a vine. Make tea out of it, make sarsaparilla tea.
Yeah. Would they give you that in the spring when your blood was kind of...
Yeah, they'd give that. I've heard of them taking sheep manure and boiling for measles, but we never did use it. I heard of it, but I never. We call that sheep saffron tea, I believe it was, what they called it. Some of the older folk, way back, whoever not knew anything about, sheep saffron tea. A lot of those things they took, you know, and kind of hoodoo like, you know.
Did they do much good?
Well, I don't know. People imagine it. Of course, you take a lot of the medicines from the doctors. Your daddy's a doctor, you see?
Yeah.
And I bet you nickel he'll tell you about it. It's very few medicines that do anybody any good. But then they make up all kinds of medicines. I used to have an old doctor with his friend of ours. And he was with my wife, his first two children were born. And he always told me, he said, it's just about four medicines that's any good. He said they mix them up in different forms and when you write the prescription, you know, it calls for so much of this and so much of that, but he said it's just about four of them. And they didn't, doctors don't like to use any of those home remedies. When I was a kid, I had the croup. And brother, if you don't know nothing about it, you just hope and pray you'll never have